Yep.
Whoa. Oh,
wow.
Yeah. Right.
Are we testing? Are we live?
No.
Nope.
You guys are live.
Oh.
We're live.
Why would you not say anything about that?
Why?
I assume that's what
Andy.
The
and was.
But live.
But you never said the we're live part, Andy. You just said the and just let it trail off really awkwardly.
And.
Oh, I see. I see.
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
a preemptive and. I should have probably waited for that. But
it's okay, Andy.
I didn't want you guys to get into like a different conversation first.
It's good. It's 3:03. We are almost on time.
That's as close to on time as we've ever been,
that's,
I think.
I am. It's fantastic. That is stellar.
And we have
someone. Oh my God. We have somebody watching us.
Right away.
Oh, he's more punctual than we are.
It is our concern.
No, it's not.
No.
Oh, it's him.
It's Nick.
It's Nick.
Nick.
Jim is also very proactive about being on time and watching us, though.
Yeah.
Which is really odd.
I like four fans are wonderful. Hello in 2018. Yeah.
It's only 2 months in, you know?
Yeah.
We've got 10 months to go.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. We're like a month and a half, roughly.
I mean, it's what, the 24th today?
25th.
25th.
I work in a bank. I need to know the date.
Yeah, we're 2 months in, guys. Let's not bullshit around.
All right. Welcome to episode 24.
Oh my goodness! And only 3 years of being on here, right? 2 years?
Not even two yet. Which
not
is
even
fair.
Two?
It's like one a month, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Not things, bad.
Considering we took like a 4 month break, you know.
Yeah.
I think the last one was in November.
Was it? It was November.
I went back and listened to it because we had all of those wonderful mead names.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, these have to get written down and saved somewhere.
Yes.
So it was the only reason why I know.
Nathan did get the nunnery, by the way.
Yes, he did. I've been watching Raylene and all her painting
that
and stuff.
That looks like so much fun.
I'm sorry.
I would stop. I would quit working entirely and just make rehabbing that house be my job. Like,
it,
that would be
it does
so
look
much
like
fun.
A lot of fun.
It's also very terrifying.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a nunnery. I couldn't do it.
I love all
good
the
them,
surprise
no
things that they found.
Oh,
like
my
the
God.
Nun.
Like the nun?
Oh, the fucking nun doll. It's like this, for those who don't follow Nathan Hoffman's stuff, they bought a convent, and that's the home that they just bought. So now they've been rehabbing this house and going through it and finding it. It's a fucking enormous house, because they used to house like 50 nuns. And they found this creepy ass, like, straight out of the Twilight Zone nun doll that's
yarn and hair.
Yeah,
all of those
and it's
horrible
got, but
things.
It's got the big round eyes, you know, that just
I think it's
stare
in the kitchen
at
right
you.
Now.
Not pay me enough to first live in that house and then keep things like that in that house.
Oh, see, I'm kind of jealous of their house now. Like, I wish we had held off a little bit longer and, like, bought that house, you know?
I would have bought it, but I would have definitely tossed everything, like, right away.
Oh, no. No, that's half the fun of that
I would have burnt it.
And burnt the whole house to the ground.
No,
dude, they have
sorry.
A confessional in their house.
They do. It's going to turn, I believe it's turning into a closet.
No, that's really disappointing. They need to turn it into something cooler.
They
than
could
that.
Have kept it a confessional.
Yeah,
this could've. Is my place to go when I am upset with the deeds that I have done.
Knowing both of them, very relevant. Very relevant.
Oh man, but yeah, no, cool. Let's see. I guess we should do intros.
It's been a long time.
It's been a long time.
Most people who listen will know who we are, but
yeah.
But people keep recognizing me at cons, and I'm just like, dude.
It's weird.
D-list podcast, guys.
Yeah.
Go.
Well, Casey, Legion, after CID, I actually plan on maybe playing a few games.
Jackie, Signar, and I actually played a couple games. I went to LVO and played a single game before dropping and then going for the drag show, which I feel like is still winning. So
yes.
It's probably a much better time, right?
Yeah.
Amanda, Convergence, and probably we'll start playing again. I got Orion and a second TEP, and I'm ready to throw that on a table somewhere.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Maybe those will be our first games against each other.
Play against my massive sprays, Casey.
Orion kind of bothers me because he seems like he's out of theme for Convergence. I mean, Sundials is kind of the opposite of what they do, you know?
I think they lost track of what Convergence is.
Yeah.
I think they've lost track of what a lot of stuff is.
That's fair. We can talk about that for very long time.
Yeah.
Hello.
Do you speaking want to say hi? Speaking of, you know, Jackie being recognized, my brother-in-law was in Green Bay yesterday and played a couple games, and the guys there recognized our podcast and really? Said they really enjoy it.
It's strange.
That is strange.
If they really enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I was thinking. I don't know what you were thinking.
No. Recognition is possible.
I kind of assumed we were
off.
Yeah.
I kind of assumed we were an echo chamber personally. Just, you know, kind of like going into a cave and yelling at things and then coming back out, you know.
Usually we'll paint on the walls.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Mostly with our own feces, naturally.
Munchkin left already.
Yeah.
They said hello, but Munchkin is shy today.
Yeah, Aurora's wandering around somewhere. She might say hi.
She's got bears.
She has a whole couch of bears.
And goldfish.
And a fluffy dog.
And goldfish. She will be entertained.
She's in toddler
hours.
Heaven right now, basically.
So let's see.
Announcements.
Yeah. Yep. So
February.
Adepticon.
Yep. Adepticon is next
coming
month.
Coming up in 3 weeks.
Yesterday there was a tournament in Schofield.
That's not an announcement.
Well, yes and no. I mean, John would have gotten third, but he got fifth instead, so I'm really disappointed in him. No, I'm not.
Shame on him. There was a really big turnout. There was
20, I believe, he said.
One from Madison, seven from Baraboo, a bunch of people from La Crosse.
Wow.
I think there's a meta in Eau Claire.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm surprised there's one in La Crosse, too, to be honest.
Well,
La Crosse is kind of big.
Yeah.
It's
like just a little bit smaller than Madison.
Mm-hmm.
It's because it has a school.
It's a college.
Well,
I mean, Madison's because of the college, stuff. Too. Yeah, same thing.
And then they drove home in the snowstorm.
In a snowstorm, so going 30 miles an hour the whole way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Home at like 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah, why didn't they stop?
I don't know.
It's like $50 for a motel along the freeway.
You know? They just didn't want to.
Or just, you know, pass out in the car.
Yeah, I think they didn't want to.
A little cold to pass out in the car.
They had all, there's a blanket in there, and they had
a blanket.
All of them.
A blanket for all of them. They could have just all cuddled up under the blanket, and it would have been fine.
No, I've slept in the same room as some of them.
Oh,
fairly
God.
Confident it's very warm around them.
It might be, they might have to crack the windows, actually.
Adepticon is coming up.
Nothing else. That's it.
Lock and Load stuff is up for Lock and Load if you sign up for it. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm still mulling that one over. I know Keith is definitely going. I haven't decided yet.
I'd like to get back out to the Seattle area, but I don't know.
I love Seattle. The city is so much fun, but
just isn't for me right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's partially money dependent for us. We're trying really hard to buy a hot tub this summer.
Oh.
Because hot tubs are the best.
There used to be a hot tub store out by me, but it went under.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a couple in Madison still.
I mean, I feel like that's a business that would go under.
Well, so
there's a finite number of hot tubs you can sell, I guess. You know?
So this place had, it was called, God damn it, now I forgot what it was called.
Hot Tub Time Machine?
No, dude. But that is a great movie.
That is why we want a hot tub in our house instead of just using the one at the gym, just in case, you know. Also because you can bring booze into that one and not at the gym. They frown upon that there, so.
It's because you might die.
Yeah, details.
It was CJ's. From Trash to Treasure, that's it, in Arena. It was this giant building and it has like all that, like, really old shitty stuff, but they have a lot of it. It's like a surplus store.
Oh, one
but
of those
it's bad
deals. Yeah, like
and
a
then,
shitty flea market.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then they had hot tubs and then they had storage units.
Well, I wonder why it is they went under.
I don't know. It beats me.
Well, with a
Are
name
you sure
like
they
From
weren't?
Trash to Treasure, like that's
yeah
it's
pretty bad.
It's questionable.
That's like I can see that as an Etsy store. You know, where you're like rehabbing trash.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Pulled this one pair of panties out of someone's trash. I sewed up the holes and now I'm selling them to you.
Oh, we've got a comment. Cruises don't care about booze in the hot tub, even if you might die. See, I'm on board with the cruises. That's good for you guys, cruises.
Because they're considered a foreign country. Like when you're out on
or
the
Oceania.
Water.
Or Oceania, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're not.
That's fair.
Not the same laws.
I wonder if we can declare our property as a sovereign nation then.
There's not an episode of Family Guy about that.
There are sovereign citizens out there.
I believe it.
Yeah, look it up on YouTube. This is a recommendation for a little bit early for you guys listening too. Look up sovereign citizen on YouTube sometime. There's lots of really good traffic stops. They're especially drunk drivers. They're not driving, first of all. They're traveling. And the laws don't apply to them because they don't recognize themselves as U.S. citizens is the idea.
Huh.
Interesting.
They usually get tased when they eventually end up getting arrested and resisting arrest. It's good times though. YouTube for sure, guys.
And then the only other event coming up is Gen Con.
Yeah, that's not.
But that's long. A ways Gen away. Yeah,
I'm sure there's more stuff coming up between now. And
oh,
then.
For sure.
Like,
yeah, but
let's.
I'm always excited. Don't ruin my excitement.
Oh, the South Ontario Open, that's coming up too. Mm-hmm. That's in like a week.
Yeah, that's super soon.
I'm not sure what the OTC stands for, but
I have no idea.
I'm going to say Ontario team champion. Just pull that straight out of my ass. Yeah.
What other countries?
OTC is soon. Oh. So,
I mean, Ontario is not a country, to be fair.
Well, I mean, every
OTC must be the Ontario because he said, yup.
No, he said OTC and then Sioux.
And SOO. So, yeah, SOO is this month.
Sioux is a month, by the way. It's just a whole month.
That's a lot of war machine.
Oh, Southern Ontario Open.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we said.
Gotcha.
Yeah, Keith will be there for that one. I won't myself, but.
I have no desire to go further north than Wisconsin.
I don't know. If not I go until to Canada, at least I'm like not May. Back.
Yeah.
That too.
Yeah. It'd be hard to come back.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone is nice.
Everyone's reasonable. Yeah.
I watched a documentary thingy on maple syrup. That was interesting.
Yeah, that's all they have in Canada.
Yeah.
Maple syrup and polar bears.
And nice people.
And yeah, nice people and police officers on reindeer.
Yep.
They're that not, is pretty.
I refuse to believe
And they
that
have the hats.
Yeah. They do have the hats. That's all Canada is.
Oh, man.
It's a magical land.
So there are mini crates here. Shall we talk a little bit about mini crate? Like the Totem Hunter sculpt.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
That's,
about it.
That's all I got for you.
That's all I got.
Oh, poutine. Poutine's in Canada too. Yeah, I wouldn't be able to come back. I don't care for gravy, so poutine's not my thing. But there are some poutines with like a cheese sauce instead.
That's not
those
so bad.
Those are pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Those
well,
are
I'm
good.
I'm not the only one who doesn't like gravy.
No, gravy's disgusting.
It's unpleasant.
Yeah, it's just the texture. It's just.
Don't look at me like that.
I'm looking at you like that.
I don't like chocolate. I don't like gravy. They're bad foods.
You don't like chocolate?
No.
What is wrong with you?
I know, right? Ah, man. Yeah, so the Totem Hunter is like the only thing that we're excited about in the mini crate now.
Yes. The first model that I think we've actually been. Well, there was the tentacle lady.
Yeah, she is cool.
She was cool, but it was still that same.
Still that bodacious.
It wasn't so bad as some of the other ones, but I think.
No, yeah.
I think we all agreed that the Totem Hunter is a strong looking model.
Mm-hmm.
Still a little like.
Yeah.
Kind of like the Ashland model. The Ashland model was really strong too, but it's. Oh, thank
you,
Aurora.
Bring her coat.
Couldn't have hung this up all by ourselves. Everything is all by myself right now with her, except for when she doesn't feel like it. No, I brush teeth all by myself.
The Ashland model is better without the wings.
Oh, I like the wings in the Ashland model. I thought the fire in the wings was the best part of that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I feel a little differently.
Yeah.
I think the Ashland model reminds me of Karis from Malifaux, like straight rip of what that model could have looked like, and it also doesn't look as good as what that model looks
I'm not,
like.
I am not familiar with that.
Yeah,
one
it's
myself, so.
The Ashland model seems very like like your standard like hot topic nerd, something that they think is really neat, and then it's also very like stolen from something else. It's just very frustrating to me.
I've kind of come to the conclusion that almost everything in the fantasy genre as a whole is stolen from somewhere else. Like I felt that way about the entirety of Grimkin. I think somebody played too many Shin Megami Tensei games and got the inspiration. Yes. Basically,
there was no giant penis monster,
which made me sad. Like. I would have taken back a lot of the things I've said about the titty models if they had made a giant penis monster. Yeah, I think a lot of that would have been amazing. Yeah, but
no one wants to sculpt that.
I mean, I tried to put a giant robo penis on my storm wall.
Didn't go for it.
Not
third
fly.
Big gun. It didn't fly.
Oh, shame.
Yeah, I know.
Oh man. Mm-hmm.
But anyhow, mini crates. Are we going to open them?
I have no idea.
I don't think
they're
empty. Just there.
Oh, they're just there for show.
Oh, I assume we were doing like an unboxing or something like that.
Oh, maybe there are stuff in those.
I assume they were you guys. So
no.
Nope. Going through my mini crates.
There's an Ashlyn model here.
Oh, hey.
Fancy, we were just talking about her.
Yeah.
How much I don't really like her. Oh, that actually reminds me. This is completely off topic, but back on the track of fantasy stealing from everything. Mm. We finally watched Altered Carbon. And the very first two episodes, I sat there and was like, this is a rip of every major sci-fi thing I've ever seen ever forever.
Oh, man.
And we continued to watch it, and it continued to be a major rip of every major sci-fi thing that ever happened ever.
Oh.
How old are the books?
Huh?
How old are the books?
Altered Carbon?
I didn't know it was based on a book.
Well, that is good to know, because I sat there and was just like, Jesus Christ, this is like... everything I've ever seen forever.
I'm not sure how old the books are, but I mean, if they are old, it could be that everything is ripped off of that.
I don't know if that would be the case, because there's some pretty classic science fiction spoofs. We can find out. The internet is...
Oh, these are Cheds.
These are Cheds.
Cheds.
You sure? I can't.
Gluten-free.
Yep.
They have gluten. They have motherfucking gluten-free Girl Scout cookies.
They should have gluten-free Cheds.
Trios.
Yeah.
So Andy brought us some Cheds.
Okay.
These are
I didn't care for them.
Cheddar crackers from Australia. Apparently only available in Australia.
I don't think you need to mention the Australia part just because it's so obvious, though.
Yeah, because it's called Cheds.
Yeah.
Altered Carbon.
I think they're probably the best cheese crackers I've ever had.
I'm going to be that person and say they remind me of Cheez-Its.
I mean, Casey is still wrong about everything, so.
I'm with Casey on this. They're very Cheez-It, like, but they're a little more dense.
Mm-hmm.
They're like if Cheez-Its were less.
What do you say,
it's,
Aurora?
If that makes any sense.
The Cheez-Its are more fluffy.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
I think these have a better impact of cheese to them.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to chew in the mic.
I'm chewing in the mic. I don't give a fuck. Suck it.
It was published in 2002. Altered Carbon was published in 2002.
Oh, that's...
It's a rip of everything forever, forever.
Yeah.
Huh.
That's my opinion. That's how I feel about that. That's my recommendation. Yeah. Watch Altered Carbon and be angry about it.
That's a really shit recommendation.
So back on the topic of these minis, we've all seen the Alton Van Helsing.
Yeah.
I think that's what it's called.
Yeah.
There's no cod piece.
No, I know. All I want is my Vlad, and I told one of the guys that's involved in the sculpting with PP this at the LVO, so maybe it'll happen someday. We want Vlad, nothing but shoulder pads and the cod piece.
Mm-hmm.
Or even a banana hammock. I'd be fine with a banana hammock. Mm-hmm. But the cod, I mean, if we're going for epic proportions, you gotta do the cod piece, you know?
I don't disagree. I'm chewing. I'm sorry.
And maybe the butt cape. I think we talked about the butt cape.
The butt cake would be fantastic.
Yeah.
And it also allows for those sculptors on the team who probably are more comfortable sculpting titties all the time to not have to sculpt a man's ass.
Yeah. I mean... It's funny, actually, that you talk about sculpting a man's ass, because... So, I used to moderate some forums that were online. They're just general video game forums, basically. There was one guy who had... His signature was a banner of... It looked like what everybody assumed was a woman's, you know, low back and her ass and, mm-hmm. you know, just laying on a flat bed, right? And his thing was you had to guess where it is that he got, whose ass it was, basically. It was his ass. After about, like, 6 months of people guessing as to whose ass this was, it was just his. He shaved, and he just took a picture of his ass. Laying on a bed in a like a sultry kind of pose, and it was so perfect.
That is too good.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to be talking more. I can't talk like you. I'm, like, getting crumbs all over myself. This is the worst.
Yeah, but no, for the sculptors who have to say, feel like they have to say no homo before they, like, sculpt men, you know, get over it, first of all, but...
Yeah, it's like,
just pretend it's
a penis on a troll model when it's funny, but when it's a dude and they're trying to make it, like, relatively attractive, then it's like, this is questionable, I don't feel comfortable making this many, like, pectoral muscles.
Just pretend it's a female gymnast or something, you know? I don't even want to know how many people masturbated to that forum pic in response to... there were a lot of 13-year-olds on that page. I'm sure the number was greater than 5.
Children.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay, I'm done with my chips, finally.
Those were pretty good.
Yeah. Those were good. All right.
I feel like we had a list of things we were going to talk about. Mm-hmm. And
you have to talk about the LVO.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I suppose I do still have to talk about the LVO. So the LVO was a great time, actually. We're definitely going next year. I've already forgotten the names of the people who put it on. Sorry, guys. But they did a fantastic job. They really put on a good show there. I only played myself in the second heat of Masters. I played Jaden, a fellow D-List podcast dude. So he was super sweet, actually. We had a great game. Really enjoyed that. But then I said, fuck it, there's a drag show that's going on for free in the hotel lobby. I'm going to go do that instead. And the right choice was made.
Yeah, it looked like a lot of fun.
It did. It mm-hmm. did. I am 100% comfortable with them.
We should see if there's one at Gen Con.
Yeah, like they do two burlesque shows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. Yeah those, but if there's a drag show...
Those dudes were much more woman than I will ever be. I'm so okay with that. I'll post some of the pictures up on our web space. It was a great show. They did a good job. I think Pagani came with for that, and there were a couple other people that weren't playing as well that came down for it, too. So the best part of that was, though, they had a little quiz session in the middle of it. They ask questions, you have to run up and answer them, and you get shots if you get them correctly, right? The way you get to answer the question is you run up and you grab their titties.
Oh, that's great.
It made me so happy.
I just want to grab.
That's just that was just a life experience I didn't know I needed, and it was fulfilling. Got to grab a drag queen's titty.
Grab a titty, answer a question, get a shot. It's like the perfect game.
I know. It was brilliant.
What is the cost for the LVO?
The LVO ticket, I think, is a little bit on the expensive side. Mm-hmm. If I recall, it was, like, somewhere between 60 and 80 for the weekend pass. So it wasn't terrible, but it wasn't cheap. It's at Bally's, the resort, which is not a cheap, particularly cheap resort. But mm-hmm. we went to El Cheapo and went to the Wild Wild West, which is a couple of blocks off the strip. And, oh, man, is it ghetto. So we checked in the day of... You've seen those shitty motels in Florida where it's kind of like a block and there are two levels mm-hmm. and all the entrances are on the outside?
Yep.
Yeah, it was like one of those deals. So we're starting out low. On the way up to our room, we saw this random discarded wig on the stairs. The morning, we woke up in the morning, I heard radios outside that sounded like sheriff radios.
Even better.
It was a really ghetto hotel.
Oh, stay man.
At Bally's. Or Caesars. It's right across from Caesars, too. That's a nice one.
If someone leaves a wig behind, you know it's cheap. Like, wigs are not cheap.
No, that one was. It was this one, you know how when you dye your hair blonde if you're kind of like like brownish or like a brownish blonde kind of color. Mm-hmm. And when the roots start to grow out, how that kind of look where you got the roots
there. Was that
there.
The wig?
That was the wig.
Oh, right? That's so bad. That's real bad. Mm-hmm. That's a gift to the world.
Yeah.
I would have taken a picture of that.
I was tempted. I was a little too drunk, though. I think I was sober for maybe 20 minutes of that whole trip.
I know that's an event Brian wants to go to.
Mm-hmm. Totally worth it. If you guys want to come next year, next year I'll probably get a room over at Caesars. I get okay. it. I can probably get them for free since I'm my work. I get a ton of hotel points.
Oh,
so if we get okay. a suite,
yeah, actually,
there's room for you guys. Cool. Yeah,
I'll keep that in mind. I'll let him know because I know that's a big one he wants to go
to. Yeah, flights to Vegas are super cheap.
Oh, mm-hmm. they do. Yeah. It's more than just War Machine, right? They've got like
There's a 40K. There was Pathfinder. There were. Infinity, Malifaux, I think, was there, too. There were a couple of other games.
And there's also nonstop flights from Madison to Vegas now.
There are. Oh,
that's really nice. Then you don't have to travel all the way to Milwaukee or Chicago.
Yeah.
And I'm that person who prefers to travel to Chicago instead of use the Milwaukee airport.
The Milwaukee airport was so dead. It was it was perfect. There were, like, two people in line.
I've flown out of Milwaukee, and I just prefer to fly out of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Just, I don't know. I know the airport better.
Yeah, Milwaukee is just easier to park, is my That's fair. Is getting transport to the airport itself is much easier.
You also can, they do a bus line from Madison to O'Hare.
Oh, yeah, I suppose they do, don't they?
And if you book it early enough in advance, it is $1. Damn. At least it was when I did it.
That's pretty sweet, actually. Yeah.
Yeah. That's nice. Or you can just have friends drop you off at Madison and do one flight.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then we'll pick you up later.
I have never actually been to the Madison airport. Or you can come to the
LVO. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't get that many vacation days in a year.
I checked my balance. I'm at like 65 hours already this year.
Damn.
Nice.
I
start out with like 13 days. I guess I have 18 days because 5 transferred over from last year.
Mm-hmm. I don't get like I don't.
But
get
you have to work the rest of the year in order to actually, for sure, have those, so you don't have to pay them back.
Oh, because they're unless they're you borrowed. Leave.
That's yeah, they're I basically borrowed. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
ours are you earn hours for working, so I don't start the year with a balance. Mm-hmm. I like every paycheck I get so many hours.
Yep,
and it's just like. Gen Con last year, I had 0. So that tells you, like...
You grew pretty quickly, then. That's not too
quickly,
terrible.
And I just haven't been able to take any time
That's
long.
True, too. Yeah.
When I was part-time, mine accrued at 0.01 something
I get like
per paycheck.
Like almost 6 hours a paycheck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's when I was part-time.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess if you're part-time, like...
You Full-time, part-time. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's much nicer now.
I just don't have benefits, so I just tell work to go fuck themselves whenever I feel like it. So
that's fair.
I have to know a couple months in advance, but I say, yeah, I'm not working that day.
Yeah.
Later, guys. But I don't get paid then, too, so whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That is a big difference. Yeah. I honestly, once I got to use PTO, I was like, holy shit, this is fantastic.
Right?
Sometimes I hate my job, very often, but... very nice not having to work and still getting paid for it.
Yeah. I'm trying to tell what movie they're watching down there.
Lilo and Stitch, I almost guarantee you.
I bet so
because
as well.
Because it's Andy.
I can't see, but oh yeah, I see it. 100%.
Yep, I see Stitch.
Yep. I got a glimpse of that ear and I was like, there's nothing
like
else
I was hearing like
be.
Lasers and stuff. It's like, it's not Star Wars.
It's a good kids movie.
Yes, it is.
We were going to talk about all of the drama.
Oh my god, so much drama.
Oh, weren't we going to start like a drama count?
We are going to start the drama count.
Okay. So that's going to take a lot of effort to keep track of because there's a lot of it.
Every time it comes up, we'll just take a screenshot, make note. I'll just gather
it. Put it in your bullet journal.
I will put it in my bullet journal. I started a bullet journal. It's great.
Yeah.
It's actually really, really useful.
Okay, so just a rough idea to tell you guys how much drama has happened in Facebook
since
these
the
guys
began.
Like everyone in our chat would have probably close to 100 comments or more while I'm at work and I don't have time to catch up and it's just like fuck it.
The benefit of being able to use your phone while you're working
yeah
we're just not working that day
yeah
there has been in the War Machine community. Far too much drama since this year began. And there's just been too much drama, period.
Yeah.
It's gross. But we decided, as a podcast, we are going to collect all of the drama that happens over the course of the year. And then reiterate it at the end of the year so everyone can realize how fucking stupid they are. Because that's really all there is to it.
Yeah. There's
if there was one way to get people to listen to our podcast more.
That's it. Start more drama.
Yeah. Oh, Art makes a good point. Without Nathan, Nathan is kind of helpful in
which
our chat.
Nathan? Which Nathan are we talking?
I'm guessing Hoffman.
I was guessing Cook.
Probably both.
Can we just anybody get both named of them? Nathan? That's going to be the last episode of Lost Aspects for this year. Bring Nathan and Nathan together in the room God. And just leave them. Maybe like lock them to their chairs so Andy's equipment is fine.
Okay, I was going
to
say, are we talking like death fight kind of thing where we just throw a couple of weapons in there and see what happens?
Oh, man.
Okay. Yeah, I think we had the started that I was aware of with the Whitest Kids You Know skit story.
Yes.
Oh, that thing.
I feel like that's where it started.
That was a week ago. There's been a lot of drama since then.
I know. It started there, and then it just like
continued to blossom. So
basically, don't be a shithead.
Yeah.
Play your game and respect other people. And shut the fuck up and roll your dice. That's how I feel about it right now.
Yeah.
Also, I am on 100% board. Nathan calling out Nathan. I think we need more of that.
Yeah.
I am being 100% serious right now.
We need more people than just Nathan.
Yes.
I've gotten
I love you, Nathan. But we need more of you.
Yes.
Where'd
go? Are those goldfish?
They are.
They're holiday goldfish.
Holiday goldfish.
She's biting the Christmas tree shapes in half and asking where it went.
Where'd it go?
She's still not so sure what she thinks of you.
I know, every time she just stares at me. It's okay. I didn't hear what you said. I'm sorry, you're very quiet.
She's finding you an ornament.
I think we just need to like bring you to our house because then she won't talk.
I scare her?
She never shuts up at her house.
I know, I'm a very intimidating person. I scare all of the children.
Yes, Art, we want to know something magical.
Here's another one.
I always want to know something magical.
Narwhals.
Yeah, narwhals.
Magical
are
and
real.
Mythical.
Yeah. No, they are not real.
You know what else has horns and isn't real? Unicorns.
You know what else They're has unicorns horns and is real? Rhinoceroses.
Are you sure?
Rhinos.
Are you sure? I've never heard
of I've seen one at the zoo before.
That doesn't mean that they're real. That, I mean, that totally might be two guys dressed up. They might be bullshitting you.
It might be like Ace Ventura.
And to be fair, most of the ones in the wild have had their horns cut off.
You know what I'm thinking of.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've watched that a lot. Art says don't go on Facebook for a week and see how you feel about the world.
Oh, so much better.
I don't know.
I left my phone at home during my last little stretch at work and by accident. It was great.
I don't think I could do it. I would try. But
yeah.
I would just like log on to Facebook or Twitter or something the next day. I have no self-control.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I went on Facebook
to check not like
messages
it...
and that was it.
It's not like it goes away. It's not like it just disappears. It's still there.
Yeah.
Whatever's going on, you know. It's like running away from your problems. That's my thought on it. I'm sorry, Art.
Is Facebook our problem, though? I don't feel like it is. Because I don't think that we really impact
But, like,
that,
just ignoring you know? It is, you know.
I think that I might agree with you to a point in the sense of If we as people decided Facebook is too toxic, I do not want to Facebook anymore, then we go out and just let the people who are toxic continue to be toxic.
Yeah.
And that just means that the community stays toxic.
Have you seen that episode of South Park?
I don't think anyone watches South Park anymore.
Oh, South Park has gotten so good lately, too.
They're very intelligent, but I just don't have the...
It was last season. One of the kids quits Facebook, and they treat it like a suicide.
She's gone, and she's just, she won't come back. And
yeah.
Yes, yeah, it was glorious.
I tweeted something the other day, and I was really disappointed that I didn't get more love and attention on Twitter. I had basically said that sometimes I go to Facebook groups to ask questions because I know a man is going to want to, or I know the speed of a man. Hang on. Let me reiterate, because I have to start from the beginning. Sometimes I go to Facebook groups to ask questions instead of Google because I know the speed of a man, or I know that the speed of a man trying to correct me is faster than 0.38 seconds. Yeah.
Somebody is wrong on the internet and that must be corrected.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's going to take me longer to Google that than some white boy going to correct me on Facebook.
It's true. Mm.
Yep. I will very much admit the fault of the being on the somebody's wrong on the internet brigade sometimes.
Gotta fix that.
Oh, the internet's great for some things too. Like I saw the most horrific thing on Facebook the other day. Somebody in a like a naturopathic holism group. This is a screenshot for that I saw of this group. Asking about the pus that's coming out of their eye. So the backstory is they've been using aged urine that they sat on.
Oh my god.
They peed in the cup. They let the cup sit on their in their kitchen for 9 days. Groups? It must have been. But
there's urine groups out there. I don't recommend looking.
And they're not sexual urine groups either.
They're healthy urine groups. They're people who drink their own piss for the health benefits.
Yeah. This was better actually because they were using aged urine as eye drops.
Oh my god.
Oh.
And they were convinced that the pus coming out of their eye was their eye detoxing.
Oh. And yeah.
So
sure.
Detoxing from the stuff they put in it, maybe.
Right. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, look at all the stuff that was in my eye that it wasn't supposed to be there. It was horrifying, though.
And that reminds me of the Facebook post that I saw from someone who was just like, y'all think that chicken pox don't exist anymore because they were experimenting on us when we were kids. Not realizing that, like, people have been vaccinated since, like...
Wait.
Yeah. They literally thought that kids don't get chicken pox anymore because we as children who were getting them were being experimented on.
No, the vaccine was only introduced about 15 years ago.
Right.
Yeah.
Welcome to the internet.
Oh,
yeah. Here at this flat.
That's what else Facebook is good for.
Yeah. I'm going to call out people who think the earth is flat and think we were being experimented on as children because they don't know how vaccines work.
The flat earthers are the best. The guy who wanted to use rocket science to prove that the earth is flat, I was so sad that he didn't get off the ground and he isn't in the Darwin Awards now. He was trying to use a steam-powered rocket, which is just hilarious.
And that'll get you real far.
No, it won't. That was probably his problem. Somebody should, a good Samaritan out there should send him some schematics for an actual rocket. So then maybe the Darwin Awards can be saved.
Because it's natural selection and he's just
gonna... Oh, it's 100% natural selection.
Go on out of the system.
Natural selection at that point. Mm. I think it's...
When you're the one self-selecting to do it, though.
Self-selection sounds really bad.
Oh.
I'm pretty okay with that person not being in the gene pool. I don't know about you guys.
That's kind of reminding me of the Purge movies. We bought those and watched those a couple weeks ago.
I might be okay with those, too. I haven't decided what my stance is on purging yet.
I'm like in a weird middle ground with the idea. Like, it sounds really great from one aspect, but then you realize that, like, first and foremost, the movies are dramas.
Mm-hmm. Well, sure.
And in real life, it would be all the wealthy white people are super locked up.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that's it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the Rick and Morty version of it. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I'd be one of those people locked up, 100%. Like... Done and done. You guys purge away.
But that's the thing, though, is if you don't have the money to have the good lock yourself up equipment,
well, then you have to develop the skills. Yeah. So it is equal opportunity in some ways. It's kind of equal opportunity the way things are right now already.
It doesn't change anything. It's just, someone doesn't end up with an axe in their face.
Eh.
details. Have you guys actually seen the movies or no?
No, I've seen a couple of them, not to their entirety, because they're not movies that I particularly enjoy.
Yeah, okay. I don't handle movie gore well, which sounds really bizarre because I work in an ER, but yeah, movie gore on screen is, I can't do it well.
It's the noise. I can't do the noise. That's just... They make like the squish sound.
Yeah, okay, I can kind of understand that. Yeah.
Bodily fluids make noise and it's gross.
I guess I'm really just
lots of war machine in this episode.
Oh yeah. Hey, more than
can we
some
tag
episodes.
This extra war machine?
Yes. War machine. So
all the war
today.
Machine. Yeah.
I don't even think I have War Room on my phone right now. I got a new phone. It's just like, whatever. Okay, I'll download it eventually.
Yeah.
We can talk about God Tier. Have you played it at all yet, Casey?
I haven't played it, but I sort of listened to you guys while I made my scarves. Oh, and then I also helped John clean a bunch of them. And I washed them all last night with soap and water.
Brian was not smart enough to wash. Well, he washed them. He just didn't wash them very well. Yeah. So I don't know if you're up on this at all yet.
No, not at all.
So Steamforged and everything that they do is just, I don't know... The one thing that they didn't do well that pisses me off, most of the things that they do really well. Mm-hmm. So they've got this game in early access testing. And in order to kind of give it to the community to play test, they let you buy into the models. You get like their starter set, which is like a playmat, hex grid, a bunch of dice tokens, and then core set of models. And you could buy one or two of the additional model sets that they had. So they have like they have a champion, think like essentially Warcaster, and then they have followers, which are just their little units. So they have one champion and that champion has their like dedicated followers, so they just are little units. And then their rules are just free online right now, so even if you don't have the models you could just proxy it all. So the rule book is 18 pages. Two pages are like cover and index. Three pages are glossary and reference.
Even better. This game sounds good.
Within those pages, there's also some like diagrams. Like, I mean, we're talking, super simple. Mm-hmm. Most of the rules are on the cards, but most of those are pretty straightforward too. I don't like the dice mechanic right now. They don't have D6s. They have... you've played Dark Souls.
Yeah.
So they've got those like weird, it's like a six-sided die, but like three of the sides are one of the sides is two, like that. Mm-hmm. They have sets of those and they're planning on altering those. And then they've got like dedicated dodge dice. And then they've got a mechanic that's like Boon and Blight, which will buff and debuff. And then they have champions come in different varieties. And I'm just like spewing out words now. But they've got Slayers, which are like high aggro, more like glass cannony. Guardians, which are more defensive. Maelstrom, which I haven't quite figured out what they do because there's only one champion. But I really like what he does on the table. It's the one I've played with the most. And then they've got Shapers, which also cannot figure out what the fuck they're supposed to do. It seems like their movement, movement or buff debuff, but like... They had the rule set one day and then they updated it and it kind of like nerfed them. So I don't feel like they have a real place in the game right now.
Yeah.
But the early access testing, that's what we're all in kind of in the middle of. And it's actually really fun. However, they kind of like tag the game as moving really quickly. Mm-hmm. And it took us 2 hours to get to turn three.
Oh.
And that was not having to reference the rule book a whole lot.
Yeah, no, you guys kept it up pretty... Mm-hmm. Pretty good from what I heard.
So it's not quite so fast paced.
Yeah, I think the intent is to get it there, but it's definitely not there right now. Highly recommend it though. The models are gorgeous. The game is hex grid, so like movement is like one hex or two hex or range is that many, which is also a lot nicer. There doesn't seem like any additional need for like widgets or anything like that, and their plan for the game is competitive play eventually. So it's not quite like a board game. So
sweet.
Yeah. And the models, like you said, are beautiful, but they range in the sizes.
Like, the size range is crazy.
Yeah, I think they're... I mean, they have models that are 32 millimeter. Mm-hmm. But the like, lore in the game is that there are these god tiers that people are infusing themselves with to become those champions.
Oh, like god... Like an object.
Yeah.
I was thinking god tier, like, you know, top tier, middle tier, bottom tier.
No, it's at, like, tier, like, T-E-A-R.
Okay.
Which, not to be confused with tear, which...
Yeah. No. Yeah. Oh, my God, English.
Yeah. You weren't a part of that conversation. We'll get there. they have the, like, their champions are supposed to be really, like, big. Mm-hmm. And then they have their followers, which are, like, their 32-millimeter guys. And they're still, like... All of the models are just really big and nice mm-hmm. looking. Like, I can't... There's not a single one that I don't like.
Yeah. The elves are pretty.
The elves are very pretty. She's a fucking monster on the table.
She's gorgeous.
The elf champion can one round another champion. No fucking problem.
Yeah. Was that dwarf one with that pack a champion too? He's like a big dwarf?
Yeah, the dwarf is pretty cool.
Okay.
He's...
I haven't read any of the rules. I've just cleaned models.
Highly recommend. It's so easy to read. I read it in like a morning. There, mm-hmm. It's just, there's nothing, I don't want to say nothing to it, but it's not, the rules aren't complex. The complexity is in the interactions between the models mm-hmm. and building your list, because you don't just play one champion. You play one or two or three. Mm-hmm. I think three is where it's supposed to sit. But we've already started calling various models different names, which is where the story comes in. There is a model called Wrathmerid. It's spelled R-A-E-T-H, and the A-E is the symbol,
yeah.
not the letters, which is called yeah. an Ash, which is pronounced A, and every single fucking person calls him Wraith. And I want to strangle every single person who says Wraith. Like, just read the goddamn word. And then even then, when you tell them, they're like, oh, it sounds better this way. I'm like, no, it doesn't. His name is Wrath. How cool is that? Mm-hmm. He's not a ghost. He's just an angry sea monster.
I mean, Wraith of the ghost would be with a W, wouldn't it?
Well, it's, yeah, but so is Wrath is with a W.
I suppose, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But we got into this conversation, Brian and I, in a God-tier Facebook conversation that we have. I had clarified for them several times, and I just got to a point where I would just share the image of the name and then just like retype out the way I was pronouncing it mm-hmm. every time he would try and argue. It's like, I'm not having this. It's Wrath. Get over it. But then that model also has these little whirlpool models that have an ability that's called Tide.
I finally figured out what you were referencing when I cleaned them. Yes, keep going.
We started calling them Tide Pods, but I'm really confused about how you didn't catch this before.
Because I didn't know what they looked like. So I was washing them last night, and I'm like, oh, this is what they were calling Tide Pods.
As long as you didn't say, oh, tasty.
They're these just like little quarter-sized like whirlpool things. Yeah. And they've got an ability called Tide, so the fuck else am I going to call them? Yeah. They're Tide Pods forever now.
Art had to mute a chat for the day. I don't know what chat that is.
I assume he's talking about God tier as well.
Oh, yeah. I seriously was just like, it's Wrath. Wrathmerid.
Oh, okay.
I will refuse anything else. I also disagree. There's a champion that is what looks like a wizard and a giant golem. And the wizard's name is Shale, and the golem is Golem. Mm-hmm. And I disagree with that. I think the golem should be Shale.
Yeah. Especially if the golem's made of stone, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
That's true.
It is an earth monster. Yeah. It should be a shale.
Also, that massive demon thing.
The one with the big chain arm?
Yeah, dude, you could use that as a mallet.
Yeah, there's a model, and it's like, it's probably a little bit smaller than this thing. Mm-hmm. And it's got a chain arm weapon that is that long.
She's referencing like 3 to 4 inches.
Well, I mean...
Yeah.
It looks like a penis.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's about 3 to 4 inches.
Yeah, it's a pencil penis.
Poor Brian.
Oh.
But it's a big, it's a heavy piece of metal. Mm-hmm. Like, you can actually hit someone with that and cause damage.
Yeah. So if you lose, you can just chuck it at them.
Seems fine. But things that we are noticing right now.
Oh, Shale might be from Dragon Age Origins.
Shale is from Dragon Age Origins. Yeah. Shale was.
That might be why they didn't, though.
Yeah, but I think it's spelled S-H-A-L-E, and in God tier is S-H-A-Y-L, so... Mm.
Yeah, I don't know.
Opening and closing my soda right next to the microphone like an asshole. I'm sorry, guys.
I don't know how far the copyright stuff would go with that, I suppose.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just a name. Mm. But we are noticing that, like I said, some of the big things are it's not as quick as I think they had intended it. They changed some effects that I think really hurt the game. And dodge rolls are OP. Dodge rolls are super OP. Do you have a 50-50 chance to dodge? And some of the characters, you roll two dodge dice when roll one or two attack dice. Mm. So you're just constantly going to dodge out of that. Mm. So I was cranky when I read those changes.
But no, it looks like a fun game.
Definitely pretty, though. Definitely pretty.
It'll be nice when they put out different tables and... Mm-hmm. Or not tables, different mats and different... scenarios, that's the word I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because they've got one scenario right now that I think is questionable.
Yeah.
It doesn't allow for certain characters to shine.
Ah.
Was going to bring it out, but I just forgot.
That's okay. Apparently one of the Kickstarters we did like 2 years ago is on its way-ish.
Oh. Congratulations.
Yeah. We don't even remember which one it is. Like, I have no idea.
That's crazy.
Something Kings. I don't.
It'll be seriously? A surprise.
Seriously.
Oh my god. John needs to not kickstart stuff.
Yeah.
I kickstarted a Sailor Moon card game.
Oh, I think I saw that on your Facebook actually.
Yeah. I kickstarted the game only because the Kickstarter exclusive was a Sailor Pluto card.
Oh.
So I was just like, whatever. I'm sure this game is probably mediocre and won't sell anywhere else. And the likelihood that I will find it and also get the Sailor Pluto card if I don't kickstart it is pretty slim. Mm-hmm. And it might just be something that's like just so corner case and then just hits eBay for far too much money.
Yeah, yeah. Like the Harry Potter trading card game.
I did not know that was a thing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's actually an okay game. Who is broken as shit? I believe it was Potions. The Potions deck was broken as shit.
Okay.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Did not surprise. Know that was a thing. Mm-hmm. I knew, like, the candy was, but...
Mm. The candy?
Yeah, like the chocolate frogs and the beans. Some of those
nasty jelly beans.
Oh, those jelly beans are awful.
Yeah. I want to know who like, taste tested those and said...
Somebody who giggled at the booger-flavored ones in the game and said they should all taste this way.
Yeah, like what is like, oh, this one tastes like worms, so let's taste worms really quick just to confirm that these jelly beans are supposed to taste like worms. Like, who out there has that job? And if you're lying to me and that doesn't actually taste like worms, then shame on you.
Amanda, you can be a Sailor Scout in Pathfinder.
Yeah, I learned that already. John shared that with me, but we're not playing Pathfinder. It's called A Magical Child, which is a little creepy. But we have a group that might be starting Starfinder soon, and they're going to see if they can incorporate that class into the game for me.
Oh, do you mean in real life?
Yeah, I do mean in real life. I want to know who tried the jelly beans in real life to confirm that they tasted correctly and awful. Like, someone had to do some quality testing somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe they didn't, and that's the problem. Oh, man. Harry Potter.
You know, I still haven't even finished the movie series. Like, I haven't seen the last two.
It's on either. HBO Go. You could have come over that one night.
I know.
I haven't seen the final one, and... I mean, the last two were Harry Potter and the extended camping trip. So, I mean, even the book was... I had a hard time finishing, to be honest with you.
I never got into the books when I was a kid. Like, I read and read a lot, and I picked one up, and I was just like, this is uninteresting to me. But I also have, like, this natural disinterest in, like...
Everything popular?
White male characters.
Oh.
Yeah, I really enjoyed the first three books. After four, I kind of thought it started to taper off a little bit, and I thought the seventh one was just crappy, but, you know, that's just me.
That's fair. I keep running into this situation where, like, someone somewhere within my social circle is like, oh man, I'm so excited for Ready Player One, and I'm like, fuck you.
I still haven't read or seen
that. I haven't read.
The movie
read
comes
it.
Out
it's soon.
Oh, I've been assumed. Seeing I commercials out,
for it.
Yeah. Visually, I'm sure it's going to be a great movie. Yeah. I read the book, and just like another, like...
From what I understand, it's just a bunch of stereotypes about nerd culture written into a book, basically.
It's, so that's exactly it. And out. Like 80s pop culture references. Mm-hmm. Like, it's really just a shitty book. But it's... I'm going to name this person and say that if it does well, it means that all of those other really good nerdy books will maybe one day be on a movie screen for me.
Yeah.
Maybe. Or even get published.
Right.
Yeah.
Instead of just giving me shitty white male characters.
Meh. I don't know. I never had a particular problem transposing myself into the role of a white male character, I suppose. So that never really bothered me personally.
It's a well-written book. Like, you can get around that. But this was just so, like... Just so stereotypical. Like, he's poor, but he's really smart and, like, really computer savvy. So he uses that edge to get out of his poorness. That's not even a word. That actually sounds really dirty. but, like, I mean, it's just weird. And he's got, like, his best friend, and, like, no spoilers, but, like, he has a really good relationship with his best friend, but he's, like, trying to shoot for a relationship with, like, Manic Pixie Dream Girl.
Oh, gross.
And, like, Manic Pixie Dream Girl has, like, maybe a little bit of a hidden what she actually looks like in real life. And he's like, oh, no, what is she going to look like in real life? And she's very scared of her appearance. And it's not a fucking big deal why she's afraid of her appearance in the first place. Like, it really is just...
Well, when you're in high school, not a big deal turns into a big fucking deal. So that's right, part of the problem, I'm sure.
It's still just like... He should have just gotten together with his best friend. That's just how I felt about it.
Yeah. Friend zone.
Exactly. You put those friendship coins in. Something's got to come out
eventually. Yeah.
It's a bad book. Don't read it. Instead, read A Wrinkle in Time and go watch it.
It looks okay.
Oh, A Wrinkle in Time looks really good.
Looks so good.
I've never read it.
Okay, that's probably why. Mm. I think if you...
It's a lot of books I haven't read.
I haven't read that in a really long time, so I'll have to go reread it, but it looks good.
Like, a lot of the movies that have come out, John's like, oh, I've read that. I've read that one. I read that one. I read that one. It's like, I have no fucking clue what's going on. School and AP classes and video games.
What were you doing with the rest of your childhood?
Yeah. I lived in the country and I was a shy child and a fat child.
So that's I would think that the library would be like your go-to place then. It was for me, and I was both a shy child and I was
all
so
I had
shy,
was the school library. Yeah. I didn't really have
I don't know. Yeah. I guess like I had to read A Wrinkle in Time in like fourth or fifth grade. It was fourth grade. So like that's where my confusion is. Like, had to read The Hobbit in school. Had to.
Oh, really?
Yeah, had to read The Giver in school.
So glad I didn't have to. Like, The Giver, we did.
Yeah, all of those like really good iconic books are books that I had to read growing up. So that's why I'm like, I'm confused. But
we didn't have to read most of those books. But I just asked the librarian what they suggested, and that's what they shuffled at me. So
that's a good librarian then.
Yeah.
Yeah, most librarians are happy to give you good recommendations.
Yeah, but they're not always good recommendations.
They're not always, but, you know, it's better than going elsewhere.
That's fair.
I feel like your odds are better, at least.
They always just come to me for book recommendations. I am the bookmaster.
It's hilarious to look at your book collection. It's like, oh, I read some of these in high school. I didn't finish this series.
Our book collection's a little offensive now. We have been painting our basement, and I have to take down our...
You have to go potty.
Oh, let's go potty then. Okay.
I'm just going to put everything on pause for a second. Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I guess, like, maybe I'm just too cranky and too jaded with life, but, like, there are too many books that are, like, pinnacle books, and I'm just like, this is a bad book. No one should read this. And that's how I feel about books. So, off topic, Studio Ghibli.
Yeah.
Movie releases. They're like monthly movie releases, aren't they?
Pretty much.
Yeah. So, theaters are going to have
Ghibli nights.
Yeah. They're doing a bunch of the movies, 3 days for 1 month each. So, like, a movie will be in the theater for 3 days for 1 month.
I have it right here.
Yeah.
It starts next month, March 25th, 26th, and 28th is Ponyo. April 22nd, 23rd, and 25th is Cat Returns. Porco Rosso is May 20th, 21st, and 23rd. Pom Poko, which is like the only Miyazaki film I have not seen besides Grave of Fireflies, was June 17th, 18th, and 20th.
I'm going to pause you when we get there.
Okay.
Okay.
Princess Mononoke is July 22nd, 23rd, and 25th.
That's
and
Casey's favorite.
That's my favorite. I might have to see it again. I already saw it this last year. Grave of the Fireflies is August 12th, 13th, and 15th.
I'm going to pause right here. So first and foremost, Grave of the Fireflies is on Brian's birthday. I have made Brian watch this before, so he is fully aware, but we are going to see Grave of the Fireflies. And everyone who wants to see it with us, and most of our friends, we are forcing to come see with us if they haven't seen it yet. So anticipate seeing Grave of the Fireflies on August 12th.
God damn it.
All right. I'm also going to pause before we move forward. That is the one movie that I start crying before I even turn it on.
Oh, man.
It is impossible to watch. So enjoy. You can continue.
Joy. Totoro is September 30th, October 1st, and 3rd. Spirited Away is October 28th, 29th, and 30th.
Oh, where is that?
This
Nationwide.
Is...
Nationwide. They're going to be in Madison, though.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So, I don't know if this is all just for Marcus theaters.
Nope. I looked at them. They have them at the Marcus all, of Fitchburg. They've got them...
All sorts of different theaters? Okay. And then Castle in the Sky is November 18th, 19th, and 20th.
Castle in the Sky is my personal favorite, so I will also be seeing that one for Shurzies. I was telling Casey and everyone else, Grave of the Fireflies, we're seeing it on Brian's birthday.
Oh, okay.
Have you seen it?
No.
Okay. You have to come see it. Everyone has to come see it. Okay.
We're going to have a whole else, row.
Everyone else, bring 12 boxes of tissue with you. You will need it. Hi. Okay. She just doesn't talk to me.
Dude, she doesn't even look at me.
She had to prove you wrong there.
Okay. Jackie can finish her story now.
I don't even remember what we were talking about.
Books. Your bookshelf. Your painting.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Our ridiculous fucking bookshelves. We've got, like, four giant bookshelves that are, like, floor to ceiling full.
Oh, my God.
It's not too many books because there's no such thing as too many books.
But it's too many books.
I don't ever want to move again. Yeah. I can't move ever again.
I have most of my books on one shelf now. And that's... I got rid of a lot of them because
it would have to be a floor-to-ceiling bookshelf that takes up an entire room for one shelf to work for us.
I would like to get there, but...
It's a bandage, isn't it, Venus? That's because Mommy's got an ouchie on her hand, remember?
Yeah,
trapezes are mean to Mommy's hands.
You and Brian are terrible to subject everyone to that train wreck of sorrow.
Yeah. No, Brian told me... So Brian... also on topic, he picked up some taro mochi from World Market, and he didn't know what taro flavor was when he started eating it.
Ooh, taro's good, though.
Not when it's in mochi format.
Ooh.
So he has his mochi that he's been eating, and they literally taste like nothing with a little bit of sweet.
Yeah, like, yeah, that sounds awful.
It's so bad, so he calls them his depression candy. So, what he wants to do is when we take everyone to go see Grave of the Fireflies,
is he gonna make an impression candy?
Oh, no.
Why?
Because he's a horrible human. They really are. They're so bad. And he bought another box of them. And I'm just like, why did you do this to yourself?
Yeah.
He's like, I think they're growing on me. And he had one today. And he's like, I don't like these.
Oh, man.
Why are you eating it? I was going to get the green tea ones, but I don't think he'd like those either.
Ooh, the green tea ones are okay. Green tea mochi is good.
The red bean ones are always sold out.
Mm.
They're just never there.
Mm.
So.
Here you go, Munchkin.
Under the table.
Yep. Time to go hide, I guess. Very slowly, though.
Yeah.
She's very slowly sliding down off my lap.
Slide.
Yep.
Bye.
World Market's one of our favorite places now.
They have so much wine.
so much wine. A wall of wine.
And Swing Top sodas.
And Swing Top sodas, yeah. But they have Swing Top bottles, like really high quality Swing Top bottles full of soda for $3.99.
How big a bottle?
Like just usually like a liter. $7.50. Oh, okay. Like so wine or slightly larger.
Mm-hmm.
Which is what we're going to use it for, like, meat. I put my kombucha in it, and it's, like, perfect. You don't have to worry about them exploding.
Oh, how is the mead coming along, by the way?
So, we have a freezer now.
Oh, nice. Like a chest freezer?
Yes, yeah. That we are going to start not putting frozen things into. Mm-hmm. So it's just for temperature control.
Yeah, yeah.
But we... Bottled our... down there. We bottled the traditional batch. It was very dry. It was really dry. If you like dry, it's actually okay. We have a couple other batches that are about ready to bottle, and they're both doing pretty well. But Brian is at this point where he is wants to stock the freezer with experiments of like honey water ratios and various yeasts to like figure out exactly what the best scenario is. Mm-hmm. And I think you guys just still have 1 million gallons.
Mm-hmm. We bottled the blueberry, as you know. It's good. It's good.
I still have a little bit left of the blueberry. We haven't quite finished that yet.
We gave a bottle to John's mom. Uh-huh. She finished it that night. She's like, you got any more of that? It's like,
And then you turned your mother-in-law into an alcoholic.
Oh, man. That's good, though. Our cherry, we moved to another carboy, and it wasn't all quite going to fit in the carboy, so I got a Swing Top bottle full of it, and we added some a vanilla bean to it, because we'd like to add vanilla to one of the, like, split it up and add vanilla to it.
Yeah.
And that's turning out well, I think. One of our ciders, our sizers, as John calls them, is we added a small stick of cinnamon to it. For cinnamon experimentation, and that helped a lot with the flavor. I still want to try one with those mulberry mold spices from Pansies. I want to try that yet, but it's definitely helping.
Oh, okay. I mean, so that's a gateway.
It's like the gateway into talking to you, playing with your feet.
That's usually the other way around, but
no comment.
Yeah, pretty much everything is just waiting to be bottled at this point. And then we just got a new traditional going last week and a new Boucher going last week. So the traditional with this one, I think, is experiments. And I really want to experiment with tea.
Yeah, I think the teas are interesting. The problem that I have with them is that... the easiest way to do it is to boil the tea, like the water.
Yeah, and get it a concentrate.
No, like that's instead of mixing your honey into just regular water, you make tea. And that's the easiest way to do it, but then your flavor ratios can get really thrown off. So.
Yeah. That's why I'm just going to do the little batches. Hopefully. Somebody's doing ABCs under the table.
I kind of like your creepy, like, little kid sing song, ABC in the background. Kind of adds a nice little horror aspect to our cast.
Oh, man.
LMNOP.
Yeah.
What time is it? Yeah. Oh, it's only 4:15. We've been doing for like 1 hour and 10 minutes.
I tried the rosé last night. That was okay.
Yeah, Brian really liked it. When John told me, when John said it was, so there's, Ingrid Archer put out a rosé cider.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Is it good?
It's okay. It's tastes okay. A lot more like a rosé than a cider.
Oh, yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah. John made it sound like it was a rose cider.
Ew.
And
that sounds horrible.
I was kind of interested. Like,
I was interested, too.
I don't like floral taste, so,
like a rose lemonade is kind of more what my thought went toward with it, but hello. Hi. How's your cup? Nope, we're just going back under the table. Okay. That's what I thought. And I was willing to give it a try, but then I looked at the six pack and I was like, that is a rosé. That is not a
The little mark makes a little mark. Difference. Yeah.
But it's very pink, but it's made with French apples that are that like solid red flesh.
Yeah. Hmm.
So it's pretty, it's not too dry, but it's closer to the dry side.
I was going to go to the grocery on the way home, so Woodman's does have a liquor store.
Yes, they do.
Maybe I'll pick some, they do have it. Okay. Yeah, I've seen it there.
I was going to say, I know that we had the, you guys called around to find it.
Well, John did.
So, you know, I'm very hesitant to try ciders at this point because I found that most ciders, at least here in the States, are really, really sweet. I don't like really, really sweet ciders.
This one you might like, then. It's pretty dry.
There's one, Vandermill. And it's gluten-free. Yeah, they're all pretty much at least.
Yeah.
They're all, there's one company, Vandermill, that makes a really nice cider that I like. And it doesn't taste like cider at all. It's, tastes like hazelnut, a little bit of vanilla, and just kind of like a dry... It's a very dry cider. I really like their stuff. But it only comes in big cans. Now you don't like to drink an entire big can at a time. Yeah. So that whole...
Get one of those can saver lid things.
That doesn't save the carbonation, though. No, and giant cans of cider don't agree with weight loss, so...
Yeah. Mm.
Cool.
What are you doing, little girl?
Go through this way.
There you go. That's why I had switched to the, not this in particular, but the swing top bottles of soda. You buy like one or two a week, and that's the only soda that I allow myself.
Yeah, it's not so bad. Yeah.
It's not so bad. It's not as bad, but I'm not much of a soda drinker in the first place, so it's not really a big deal. But they're good. They're less sugary and less awful for you in the first place. So.
Yep. And they're French.
Yes, they're French.
They're French soda.
In Italian bottles.
Yeah.
I really just use the glass for kombucha. Those things will never break.
I am nowhere near motivated enough to make kombucha.
It's not that hard.
No, I know it's not, but...
It's really, honestly, like, I will brew up, like, a sweet tea concentrate, like, a pint, not a pint, a quart of it, and then put four... cold pints in a thing, and then that just gets it to about room temperature, drop the SCOBY in, and just leave it. And then in like a few
days,
like I
have... That's like 3 steps more than I'm willing to do.
But it's way cheaper than buying it in a store.
That's true. Like, I don't care. I don't care for kombucha enough to buy it fair. Anyway, so...
Yeah.
That's very fair.
Yeah, I'll drink some of yours, but that's really about it.
Yeah, but that's because mine tends to be a little on the sweeter side still. But also, I don't let all of the funky, weird shit grow and stay in the bottle. Mm-hmm. I strain them before I drink them. That stuff is weird looking.
Yes, it is.
Okay. I keep seeing everyone look at the chat. I'm like, is something happening?
That's because we're just waiting for something to happen.
I was actually
chat.
Watching Nothing's Lilo happened. And Stitch.
I can't see Lilo and Stitch from here, which is kind of sad.
Suddenly quiet.
Yeah, I think we kind of ran out of things to talk about.
Yeah, especially if we're doing our drama llama at the end of the year.
Well, there was just too much of it to talk about. Yeah. I think we're just all at the point where like
it's just old.
When I saw that comment in our chat, I think I vented to Brian a little too much. I didn't save any of that for the podcast.
I just kind of rolled my eyes personally and moved on. Like, it's just not, it's not worth expending the energy, I don't think.
I think I get flustered with people who use terms like social justice warrior or PC as like
insults.
Yeah,
functionally.
It's like,
yeah,
there is nothing inherently wrong with wanting to be inclusive, and there is something inherently wrong with wanting to be exclusive.
Oh, I agree completely.
And I think that's kind of where I'm always just like, are you a fucking idiot? Like, why are you saying...
I mean, the answer to that's yes.
Yeah.
Well, like, you can just stop. We could just stop the whole debate there. The answer is yes, and then we're done.
Yeah, we could, but they won't. I'm just a very angry person.
I mean, idiots like to talk. Let the idiots talk.
Just give them a mirror and just let them talk to themselves, and that's it. No one else.
Mm.
I just think I'm at the point where, like I said, we need more people to be boisterous when it comes to calling people out on that kind of stuff, and letting them know that they have a place in the community, and it is not sharing a table with anyone else.
Also, yeah.
Don't be a dick. Is really all we ask. Yeah. Don't be a dick.
Yeah. Don't be a dick. We have Danielle Baby comments things. yes.
Oh,
Baby watch is over. Baby, we should say that, shouldn't we? Danielle had her baby. That should have been like the first announcement.
Yeah, that should have been the first announcement. We are shitty friends. Sorry, Danielle.
Hope was born
like 2 weeks ago, wasn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If you didn't catch that was Nyssa Hope.
Nyssa mm-hmm. Hope.
And they officially changed it to NY, right? Not NI.
I'm not sure.
I wasn't clear either. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
That's a thing Danielle can answer for us when she's up and ready to it.
Mm-hmm.
But that is...
Yeah, she was all, man, I just pushed a baby out of my vagina. I'm going to stay home today.
They stopped over at my place because I had crocheted some starfish for her. And I got to see baby.
Mm.
But they've been out and about, but they're not.
I know. I haven't seen them yet. It makes me so sad. Mm-hmm. They stopped at Peg briefly, but I wasn't there yet.
Yeah,
so.
They stopped at the Labyrinth and Baraboo on Friday night when everyone goes out before anyone was there.
Yeah.
Your friends want to see your child.
I mean, I can understand wanting to keep the baby isolated for the first, like, 4 or 6 weeks or thereabouts, because that's when they're vulnerable. But, you know. Especially with the end of flu season.
No, not allowed. I got my flu shot. We're good.
God damn it. Good for you for getting it. God damn it.
I didn't die this year. Didn't get pneumonia. Those are some of the big ones.
If that keeps you getting it, good.
I'm just... It was more of I was at my doctor appointment for my yearly exam.
That's how most people
And they
usually,
were like, you want this? And I was like, I'm here.
I'm that bad person.
You just line up your yearly exam for flu season.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll ask you if you want it. And then you're just like, okay, I'm here.
Mm-hmm. I'm just that bad person that says no.
Why?
Because.
Why?
Enjoy your death, I guess, you know. 1%'s not none.
I don't know.
This year was really... Okay, I'm going to be this person, and I'm going to be very blunt. Getting vaccines is important. And if you want to deprive yourself or your family members from having vaccines, you're dumb. I said it. I don't care what you think of me. This is my opinion alone, but that's how I feel about it.
I mean, I'm just saying, enjoy your autism.
That is super totally gonna happen for sure. Also gonna be this person. And if you'd rather your child die from measles instead of having autism,
fuck you.
Right. like I would much rather have the not real minuscule chance of my child being autistic than dying from measles or smallpox. Mm-hmm. Fuck you.
Yeah.
And getting your flu vaccine this year in particular, it was really hard for a lot of people. Yeah. Like a lot of people got really sick.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. The thing about the flu vaccine is you don't get it this year thinking you're going to get flu this year. You get it every year because every year you get 3 or 4 strains in the flu vaccine that get covered. And that immunity doesn't magically go away at the end of the year. You know, it's just you. So after 5, 6 years of getting it repeatedly, you've got a pretty decent collective immunity against the various different strains out there. So that's why you get it. It's not because you expect to get sick this year or not. It's in the, you know, all the media stuff that you get about it's only 30% effective this year is totally irrelevant. You know, you don't get the polio shot thinking you're going to get polio later this year.
We have a doctor on the podcast.
Yeah. This is I've been giving this spiel for the past like 4 months to literally half of my patients because I work in an emergency department. And it's been fucking flu season. It's been a miserable couple of months. But yeah, that's why you get your flu shot, guys. Is not because there's magical thinking about getting it this year, but because, you know, when you're 60 and you actually are vulnerable to flu, you don't want it.
Yep. And you don't want to give it to that person either.
No. You don't want to give it to the cancer patient in your life either. So, you know.
Yeah.
So, shame. We need to get a shame bell. Especially for the drama episode, we need to get a shame bell.
Like, ding it every time.
With everything that we read off, shame. I will dress up for that.
I'll shave my head for it. I really won't.
No.
I'm trying to grow my hair back out. I will not shave my head for that. I'll wear a bald cap. We'll go that far.
That'd be fine.
We're judging you still.
I know. I'll try to be better next year.
I still get it. There's like more of the year this year still. It's February, Casey.
Yeah.
You can't wait until 2019 and then say, okay, it's time to get my flu shot.
Hey, my next checkup is in November. I'll just...
There you go. That's a perfect time. That's exactly what mine is.
Hey, kiddo.
I don't know what they're saying.
Oh, she's making the teddy bear do somersaults.
Oh. How's that going for her?
Really well, actually. Aurora just got into gymnastics about 6 weeks ago, as for background for listeners, and she's enjoying it so far. She asks to go every single day. We go twice a week. But no, they moved her up to the bigger kid class because she actually follows directions. That was the cutoff between. Wow. It's a really low standard, but, you know, we made it, so.
I mean, that's kind of the standard that we live by, right?
That's fair.
If you follow any directions.
Any hurdle's a goal, you know, yeah. Yeah, a lot of us don't meet up to that, too, I nope. suppose, so. But yeah, but now that she started gymnastics, I had to start taking trapeze lessons because I can't let her learn tricks that I can't do myself.
So now you're just going to set up a trapeze in your
I might
house.
Do that, actually. No, Madison has a circus school that I enrolled in, so that's been fun, too.
I just started in Madison. Like,
it's over on the east side, just off Washington.
Okay, Everything's on the east side. Fun. Mm. Like, the climbing gym is on the east side.
It's
apparently
like
the circus place is on the east side.
A 10-minute additional drive.
Well, it's a lot cheap. Rents are a lot cheaper over on the east side, is the thing. Like, we live over on the west side and in Middleton, and even just renting a room, like, to live in is insane over there. Yeah, you can't find a studio for under $800 a month. It's crazy.
We were considering the possibility of, I work from home.
Mm-hmm.
And Brian does occasionally, the likelihood of, like, locating further this way. We pay $850 for a two-bedroom, two-bathroom apartment.
Yeah, that's perfect. That's very reasonable.
It's actually probably... she didn't raise rent on us the past few years because she wants us to stay there because we pay rent.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's reasonable.
Anything similar in that same area is just $1,100 at the least. So
that same setup in Spring Green is more than $850.
I believe it. But Spring Green is also not cheap to live in either. It feels
Which
like
baffles
it's,
me because there is nothing in Spring Green.
Yeah, I feel like it's like white people haven.
I don't understand why, though, because there's nothing to do there. Like,
yeah, but white people like to not have things to do, right? I don't know how white people work. I'm sorry.
You and I are both the color of sour cream, dude. Like, I feel like we probably know what white people do.
I won't go outside and get sunburned in the middle of winter.
You like fucking pumpkin spice. You cannot play the I don't know what white people like card here.
My boots with my leggings in the middle of the fall, winter, spring time frame. But I don't know, like, white middle class people, they're totally different, like... You think it like their can I see your manager haircut?
Oh,
like,
God.
Those people. You Ugh. Know the people I'm talking
that,
about.
That kind of person, I know what you're talking about. No, I think they just like to make everybody else's lives miserable.
Yeah.
I think that is their hobby, which is why I don't want to live in Spring Green.
That
if
is
that's
a good
what they're,
hobby.
Yeah.
I should pick up that hobby.
See, you've got more in common with
white people. Oh, and to answer your question, what does Spring Green have? It has the best food place ever.
What's that?
Especially breakfast.
Oh, it's got the breakfast place, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Casey, you can talk about breakfast. That's something we did recently.
Yeah.
Ate breakfast.
And dinner.
I ate
breakfast recently, too.
It's the
Casey's
Break of Dawn.
Story.
Break of Dawn restaurant in Spring Green. They just started up about 2 years ago, 3 years ago, and they just do breakfast for the most part. Phenomenal breakfast. It's not yes, they have your normal stuff, but he goes kind of outside of the normal. Like, he does Polish stuff, other European dishes.
They have pierogies for breakfast.
Pierogies for this month or this quarter. He switches it up every few months. And he tries to get everything locally sourced, makes his own house salt, which is phenomenal stuff.
In addition to the fact that, like, he does all of these things, he's a professionally trained chef.
Yeah.
That's
been doing it
for Spring Green, I imagine.
Isn't it that he decided that he didn't want to work in a restaurant because he wanted to be home during the evening time?
Sure. Yep.
He just does breakfast and it's amazing.
Yeah.
But, we did dinner. They do dinner, I guess, once or twice a year.
Twice a year.
And they did a Valentine's dinner, and it was fantastic. I had the best brisket I have ever had in my life.
Brisket's good.
Brisket is good. Mm. This was the best brisket I've ever.
Have you been to Sugar Fire?
Yeah, I've been to Sugar Fire. I've been to Sugar Fire plenty of times. Okay. This was the best brisket I've ever had. Yep, Sugar Fire is my only reason to go to War Machine weekends sometimes.
Yeah, Sugar this Fire year, and totally.
Sharkies.
Yeah.
They did a smoked brisket with a creamy jalapeno sauce.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had vanilla mashed sweet potatoes.
Vanilla sweet potatoes?
It sounds weird, but it was really good. And then I think most of us got the brisket.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Andy got a pork chop.
Yes. It was really good sweet pork chop.
Juicy.
Mm-hmm. And juicy.
And it was it was a really good cut. I don't remember what John had.
John got the jerk chicken.
I thought about getting that.
Mm-hmm. I can't do spicy, so I didn't get that.
And they did dessert. And appetizers, or not appetizers, but the soup salad.
The like a German lime. Potato soup.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. Really mm-hmm. And then, they had the...
a lime salad. Oh. It had it was just a regular salad, but had some kind of lime sauce going on with it.
Key lime, that's it.
Yeah.
I knew it was the green, key lime specific. Yeah, it was good.
I'm very hungry. Good.
I am too.
Andy, bring more of those cheds up.
It was having toppers for supper. We have my brother staying with us.
Fun. I have to make a grocery run on the way home. So the only way for me to grocery shop is to do so while hungry, though. Yeah. So that's fine.
Spring Green also has Prams Meat Market.
Thanks, Derek.
Mm.
Yeah. I get our quarter cows from Bucky's Butchery. The University of Wisconsin-Madison has a butchery with their, all their students do all the butchering. So.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah. No, it's nice. We get a quarter cow from them pretty much once a year now.
That's something that I wish we had a freezer for, even though we have a freezer.
It's really nice.
Yeah. That if we relocate to a location where we have a room that is a little more temperature controllable and different from the rest of the place, like a basement, then we can actually utilize the chest freezer that we have that will be just for mead.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We have chicken cheddar broccoli pot pies from Prem's waiting at home.
Shared a bunch of tasty videos with Brian last night.
Oh no.
There was a things you can make with old bananas. So there's banana pancakes, banana bread, banana little deep fried balls covered in powdered sugar. Just a ton of stupid stuff. But there was a whole video on different pot pies. There's a mac and cheese pot pie and pot pie sounds really good right now.
Yeah.
It's still winter time. All of those foods sound really good. Mm-hmm. I'm making chicken noodle soup tomorrow for supper.
I've got the stuff to make pumpkin pie today. Oh, that sounds really good. Hey, Peanut. Why are you picking your nose?
Hi there.
Can you say hi?
No.
What do you think, Peanut? Can you say hi?
Say hello.
Can you say hi?
Hi.
Good job.
Mm-hmm. Can you give me 5? Good job.
Oh, man. Should we move on to recommendations, guys?
Yeah, I think so.
I think we're at that point.
Yeah.
I think we can only milk topics for so long.
Yeah, especially that are off War Machine topics.
I need to go home.
You want to go home? Yeah. Okay, yeah, we'll go home soon. Yeah.
All right, I'm going to be the one to say it. I recommend Black Panther.
I still haven't seen it yet.
No, neither have I.
Shame.
Aurora, da-ding. What do you think is fun, Aurora?
I don't have time or money. No shame in that.
Mm-hmm. Do you have one, Aurora?
Yes.
What do you want to do?
I want to go home.
Okay, Aurora recommends going home.
Yep.
Seems solid. Brandon Sanderson's new series, the Stormlight Archive, I think it is, are very, very good. I recommend them for sure. Each book is a little doorstop. They're 1,000 pages each, but they are paced in such a way that they don't feel 1,000 pages. They're very, they're great so far. I'm on number 3 right now. So, and there's only 3 out right now. So. Okay. Don't fall into the trap like I have of starting them and not realizing they're not completed yet.
Yeah, that's
because awful. Then you have to wait.
Waiting for books is awful. Yeah. Writing 1,000 pages is not going to take a day.
No. So, yeah, that's my recommendation in like 10 years when he's done with them.
I don't think I have a recommendation.
You don't? How do you not have a recommendation?
I haven't been. That's not happened in the history of
our podcast. I know, like, you need to. Something. Yeah. Just bullshit something. That's what I usually do.
Oh, so I got my new phone.
Yeah.
I got a Note 8 because the 8 and the 8 Plus were smaller than my old phone, and I didn't want a smaller phone. But there's a stupid functionality that lets me make GIFs.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I was wondering how you made that happy birthday GIF.
Yeah, so, like, I have a Note feature where I can, like, draw, and it'll, like, record the drawing and turn it into a GIF.
That's my other recommendation. It's fucking GIF, not GIF.
Yes, thank you. And I will tell you exactly why you're wrong.
I say GIF at home, but I'll say it just in front of you.
You are a flat earther. You are a
flat earth anti-vaxxer.
It's like, it's the same thing. If you want to believe that it's pronounced GIF, it's the same as believing the earth is flat. There is all of the evidence that tells you it's GIF. But you refuse to believe it. Mm-hmm. And that's all that is. However, I'm that way with, like, dinosaurs. I refuse to believe that they have feathers. They exist. They totally exist. And Pluto is still a planet. It's 1999 in my mind when it comes to science.
Yes.
And Pluto did just get reclassified as a planet. So you're right. So you're right again. Yeah.
Aren't they, like, baby planets is what
they're called? No, it's just a regular planet. No, the last I saw. They reclassified it again. It went from planet to dwarf planet. Now it's back to planet.
Good.
Again.
I'm all about inclusivity in our solar system.
Oh, I was upset about that because then it ruins that entire episode of Rick and Morty. Fucking Jerry's right, and that's just wrong.
But I recommend if you are looking for a new phone, check it out. It's pretty cool, and I can do stuff like make all of the memes now. I drew some sunglasses on a creepy clown. And just sent it to someone. And you see, like, it's got this face and it's just, like, with this, like, weird-ass grin. And then you see the sunglasses get drawn on and that's it.
Was it somebody you knew or was it just, like, to a random phone number?
It's to a friend. Okay. That's what my phone is.
That could be fun, too. Dreams.
Yeah, it's just random person.
Yeah. Here's a clown with sunglasses, random person.
But they, like, Disney magic their way onto the photo. Like, it's just, like, the pen stroke, and it's all glitter and sparkle. Oh, my God. It's so good. So, recommendation. If you want sweet memes, that's the way to do it.
Buy a new phone.
Spend $1,000 on a new phone.
Seems solid.
Oh, man.
It's gross. Yeah. I only have to pay, like, so many dollars a month because I just throw it onto my contract. But, like, mm-hmm. I looked at the total cost of a phone and I was like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not everybody even thinks about that.
Nope. New phones are gross. Yep. Also, not a recommendation, but I think we're wrapping up. Andy's here. Aurora wants to go home.
That was the recommendation. You need to go get
toppers. Yeah, I have to go get food.
Alrighty, guys. All right. Till next time.
We don't have to yell for Andy this time.
No, he's already here.
This isn't right. Yeah.
Andy.
Probably not next.
He's giving
week.
Me a look.
Is it next
now?
Week?
I think we're planning March 3rd. March 3rd. That's what we Andy set in stone. March 3rd.
That's right.
I didn't set it.
You made the event. March 3rd. It's happening.
Andy mansplained to us. It's happening this day.
March 3rd. Andy said.
I think I actually put it at 10th because March 3rd is actually Saturday.
Whoops.
Well, then the 10th would be a Saturday too.
Yeah. I think I put it as 11. I added the calendar thing. So
got it.
I don't know how many people even look at it, but
We can share the events on our own page. We can drop them in like the Warm Hordes General and tag all of the racist anti-PC people.
Oh, that could be fun. If you want to see drama, guys, come to our cast in 2 weeks.
Yes. Andy is
can that be our
head.
Can that be our drama finale, guys?
Oh, well,
we
man.
We have to do it from a remote location.
A bunker somewhere down south.
We can do it at my house.
Andy's just really concerned still.
We're armed.
Alrighty, guys. Till next time. Bye.
Holy cow, Batman lost his life for the last 10 seconds.
That was really well timed.
Oh, perfect. Man.